action in 2 weeks following a tech-led plunge on Wall Street. The broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan fell 1.5% and snapped a six-week winning streak with a 2.3% weekly loss, its biggest since April. Japan's Nikkei index was off by 1%. Stocks in Europe are mainly down. Here in the U.S., the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up more than 200 points. This follows yesterday's steep decline, the biggest since June. The Dow lost more than 800 points yesterday, with the tech-heavy NASDAQ down by 5%. Among the biggest losers, Apple at 8% and Microsoft, which fell more than 6%. Many experts call this part of a market correction. The S&P 500 in August soared more than 7%. According to a Chinese media report, it is expected the defense ministers of India and China will hold talks in Moscow today, the highest level face-to-face political contact since tensions flared along their disputed mountain border in May. Both India and China have deployed additional forces along the frontier, running through the Western Himalayas. There was a heavy clash in June when 20 Indian soldiers were killed in hand-to-hand fighting with a Chinese force. It is gripping television in Lebanon as rescue workers in Beirut claw their way through the rubble of a residential building that collapsed a month ago in the huge Lebanese port explosion. The blast killed close to 200 people and injured thousands more. The state news agency NNA reported overnight that a team with a rescue dog had detected a pulsing signal in the wreckage of the building. At this hour, rescue teams are reported moving debris with their hands and shovels, hoping their efforts will have a happy ending, though it is generally considered unlikely they will find anyone alive. Global pandemic numbers, 26.3 million infections and 869,000 lives lost. Here in the U.S., the case count is moving up from 6.1 million with almost 187,000 fatalities. This is VOA News. Despite surging coronavirus case numbers, almost all schools in France are back in session, though 12 remain